Bob Marley's influence remains unparalleled, irrespective of race, color, or creed. On our border, Marley's music has influenced local musicians to create a blend of Latin and Caribbean sounds that have now been termed Chicano reggae. Today, my guests are members from the Chucotown Rockers, a collaboration of musicians and artists from the El Paso Las Cruces area who are coming together to honor the life of Bob Marley while raising funds for the Child Crisis Center of El Paso and the Boys and Girls Club of Las Cruces. Welcome, Ernesto Tinajero, Angelica Tinajero, and
Luis Prieto.
How are you?
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So nice. It feels so good to have you guys in here. Nice. I'm feeling the Chucotown reggae action.
Right on.
So tell us about Marley's influence on you.
Yeah, actually, the little first piece that you read was actually from the proclamation that the city put out in 2010, where we had Bob Marley's birthday recognized as an important day, just for just his message, his global message, and his influence on bands such as our band Rai La Chusma, and the influence is there. And there's other musicians in town that I know that we share that likeness with, and I wanted to extend that message and that vibe of that Bob Marley had started, and that I feel that and we've been sharing it with the community. And ever since 2010, we've been doing benefits once a year in some way or another. So this is the culmination of a lot of people's work and practice and hard work, you know. And so we're excited to bring it to the public and share that with everybody.
So the music you'll be playing at the Bob Marley tribute, is it inspired sound, original music? Or are you also doing Bob Marley tunes? Or what's the show like?
Actually, it's going to be 100% Bob Marley.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So we've been working on it, and we've been practicing once a week over at Jelly's house. And so there's members from, of course, Radio La Chusma and Mexclan, B-Series, Fixed Idea, Garden Grove, Blue Throne Poets, Dusty Lowe, Chuco Soul Project, Shaka Toki. And then there's also other musicians, Nico Camargo, Matt Sinstrung, Annette Rios, the soul singer, awesome. And
she gets down, everybody.
Brian Ramos, you know, and so we all have been getting together and working these songs out and just trying to get them as tight as possible.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome. It's been like church for us. Every Sunday we get together and we feel the love and we bring the house down every time.
Yeah. First rehearsal, it was off. It was off the chain.
And I will say it is unique in its sound in that, you know, everybody who plays adds a little of their own spirit, you know,
right,
to the music. Even though they're all cover tunes of Bob Marley, I mean, it's kind of our El Paso energy is intertwined in there.
Yeah, so, well, let's talk.
There's some uniqueness in there.
Let's talk about Chicano reggae. You know, I mean, the messages are there, and then you get the sound because the cumbia beats are in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all kind of in there.
Well, yeah, cumbia music is African music, and so is, of course, reggae. The Nyabingi comes from the African roots, but a lot of people don't know as cumbia does as well, and so they're very, very related. So it was really easy when I first heard reggae to love it, you know, and just the funky feel of it,
and to dance to it too,
because
we all have
it.
The hips, so
cool,
we can apply them to reggae.
You know,
we can apply them to
it's
the
It's kind
cumbia.
Of kind of an odd spot here on the border and in the middle of the desert, but I think the message is what reaches us here, you know. Bob Marley grew up in a place just like what we see across the street in Juarez, you know, and there's people with that potential just living right there, you know, and that's why we're doing this, you know.
It doesn't sound like it was hard to get everybody to come together. How many people are going to be on stage at these shows?
We're looking at about 15, 16 people at a time, I think. We're going to have a full horn section, like five horns deep. We're going to have backup singers, keyboards, percussion, guitars.
Several bass players,
switching out bass players,
out
drummers, singers, lead singers. We have different people coming up to sing. And
for musician, it's like candy for a kid.
Sounds like just a jam session, like you guys are just hanging out.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And
good
we're hoping,
vibes.
You know, if if this goes well, you know, and we can spread the word, I think we might be doing some more shows throughout the year, not just once a year.
Well, yeah, you might
it's
as well
amazing.
It seems too
keep
far.
A giant.
Yeah, too far between.
So let's talk about tonight's show in El Paso.
Yes.
Where can people see you?
Tonight we're going to be at the Mesa Music Hall.
Which used to be the Mesa Inn, is the Mesa Inn, just
right.
So that we can...
Right, at the Mesa Inn Hotel.
From here.
Yeah, right there.
You know what we're talking about. 4151
Mesa. 4151 Mesa, yeah, exactly. And we're going to start the music about 9, and we'll be going till we can go, till they let us, you know. So that's an all-nighter. And then And then tomorrow, we're going to be in Las Cruces doing an all-age show. It's going to be outside at the Grapevine, and that is at 3900 West Picacho. It's for all ages. It's outdoor. They're going to have some vendors there and under the sun, on the grass. It's, you know, what else can you ask for? Yeah. And we're going to try to do that next year, maybe do an outdoor presentation here in El Paso as well, because it's such a good mix to have Bob music and
McKelligan Canyon. That'd be so cool.
There you go.
Now you know where you can do your show next week.
Okay.
So it's $10?
Yes, it is. It's $10, and the proceeds will be going to the Child Crisis Center of El Paso.
And then Las Cruces.
And tomorrow, the proceeds will be going to the Boys and Girls Club of Las Cruces.
And can people just buy tickets at the door? Can they get them in advance?
Yeah, we're going to just be doing door entry, yeah.
Today, my guests have been the Chico Town Rockers, a collective of El Paso and Las Cruces musicians that are coming together to celebrate Bob Marley with two shows, one tonight in El Paso at the Mesa Inn.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it the Mesa Inn. And then one tomorrow in Las Cruces at the Grapevine.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll see you there.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Marina.